Star 102.7, good morning. It is David in for Brekkie. We're looking forward to this Saturday night at the Edgehill Tavern. Akmal, one of Australia's greatest comedians, is back in town. Good morning, Akmal.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah,
I love hearing that sound of he's got a gig.
He's got a gig.
I haven't heard that for a long time. I thought I'd never hear that again.
Well,
but here we are.
Can I imagine, yes, because of, I mean, obviously the lockdowns. What have you been doing, I guess, in that time where you would normally be out and about and gigging? What have you been doing to sort of, I don't know, kill some time?
That's the thing, you know, the whole COVID thing. And I've been doing this a long time, guys, you know, and I've had thoughts that I've never had before in my life. Like, I have no skills. This is it.
This is it.
I can't do anything in life. I never thought of that before.
What's harder, being in lockdown or being in the jungle on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with Shane Warne?
You know, is it COVID or Warney? Which is worse?
Yeah.
And you can't. There's no mask to protect you against Warney. No, he was actually great. He was great. And he's one of my heroes, you know. And I don't get starstruck very easily. But I was starstruck with him, you know, when he showed up and, Shane Warne. But then by the third night in the jungle, it's like, just let me sort of set up the picture for you. There's like cameras everywhere. It's about 40 degrees and you're lying there in your hammock and Shane Warne is leaning over me. And it feels like a dream. And he's going, oh, mate, I don't feel too good, Akmal. I said, what's wrong? He goes, mate, I've got constipation. I haven't done a in 3 days. And I thought at that time, I thought, man, when was this ever likely to happen? You know, with like Shane Warne discussing his bowel movements with me. wasn't something that I would have expected would happen to me.
No.
But he was relieved eventually.
Right.
Yes. He dropped a sitter.
Nice cricket terminology, Akmal.
Yeah, thank you. I just thought of that just then.
Mate, I know you're touring throughout Queensland, and obviously you're in Edgehill Tavern this Saturday night here in Cairns. Are you going via Rockhampton as part of this tour? Because I was watching a thing on YouTube where the last time you were there, you got punched in the face by a lady.
What?
Yeah.
True story,
yeah. It was in the papers and everything. It was partly my fault, you know. It's a long story. I don't know if you've got time for me to tell you the whole story, but basically, we somehow, me and my two friends found ourselves in Rockhampton at the agricultural show with a video camera, all three of us dressed as Arabs.
Right, in Rocky.
I don't know why. Look, it's a long story. I don't want to go into it too much, but yeah, this woman came and punched me in the face. I got like 20 minutes of comedy out of it, so thanks, lady.
I believe you're the most hated man in Rockhampton for quite some time on the front page of their paper.
Yeah, I was. I was very hated, but I made up for it. I went, I did a charity gig for them. I had to crawl back to the Rockhampton. Say, I'm sorry I said the things I said. Like, I wish Rockhampton would break off from the rest of Australia and just piss off. Tasmania knew what to do.
Well, mate, you won't get punched in the face here. I can guarantee you that.
I was hoping to get some new material. Doesn't matter.
Well, if anyway. Anyone's going along, you can get your tickets from akmal.com.au. Akmal, we look forward to you coming up to Cairns again, mate, and good on to you for being out and gigging again, and we can't wait for Saturday night at the Edgehill Tavern.
I can't wait either. Thank you for talking to me, guys.